Jonathan, we were talking about the full moon and why werewolves seem to, in stories, seem to encompass that.
Well, a lot of it ties back to a legend about St. Patrick that a Norse writer had recorded, where some people were heckling him giving a sermon, and that essentially they howled him down. They were making catcalls and so on. And supposedly God hit them with kind of an ironic punishment that from then on they would howl like wolves. And, at the full moon, they would, every time the full moon would come up there, they would act like wolves. And this probably was the origin of the belief that werewolves turn at the full moon, but it really doesn't appear in the legends of the werewolves very often.
All right, let's go to some calls here. We'll go to Hemet, California, first of all, to get us started, west of the Rockies. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, I just got a couple of quick questions.
Sure.
Regarding the silver bullet, that's the only thing that can kill a werewolf. Where does that come from? And if he was to shoot a werewolf and kill him with a silver bullet, if somebody removed the silver bullet, would he come back to life? Kind of like pulling a snake out of a vampire.
Yeah, good.
And now listen off.
All right,
yeah.
You got a silver bullet. Where did that myth come from?
From fiction. In folklore, silver is considered a pure metal. So any silver object was supposed to ward off evil, and if you touched someone who was possessed, it was supposed to remove the demonic spirit from them. But in fiction, they came up with the idea of actually shooting them with a silver bullet. It wasn't part of folklore, but it makes a hell of a good story. In the earliest, I mean, figure in the movie The Wolfman, it was a silver cane, and the original Wolfman was a silver cane that was used to kill them. But it came from the belief that silver was a pure metal.
Is there an Oscar at all in this movie, do you think?
Ooh, definitely special effects, possibly Danny Elfman's score, and I think Benicio del Toro for actor.
For performance, yeah.
Yeah.
How about Hopkins?
Hopkins
supporting?
Should get an Oscar every time he gets up in the movie.
Yeah, he should. He is unbelievable, isn't he?
He is so effective in the role that he can take any line and just make it work, and he can be chilling even when he's saying something in deadpan. He's great. He's perfect in the role of Sir John. Just a great performance.
Sir John Talbot, right?
Yep.
Okay, the second part of the other question was, if you pull the bullet out, what happens?
Well, in werewolf fiction, since the silver bullet was only part of the fiction, that was never really much of an issue. But there is a kind of interesting thing about the stake. In vampire folklore, the stake is not used to kill vampires in almost every culture. Only the Kresnik of Dalmatia and the Changsha of China, those are the only two vampires killed by a stake. Most of the other vampire legends, the stake was more like a spear, was used to hold the vampire down, pinning it down onto the ground while somebody cut its head off and then performed a ritual of exorcism. So really, the stake and the silver bullet were more fictional constructs in terms of actually killing the supernatural creatures.